You're listening to the Hacker for Hire Murder Investigation, sponsored by NationalCybersecurityUniversity.com. Get your certification in IT or cybersecurity for under $800, or become a certified white hat hacker for only $500 by using the coupon code McCabe. Now back to the Hacker for Hire Murder Investigation of Henry McCabe.
Hello, everyone. It's me again, Gregory Evans, and you're listening to Hacker for Hire Murders, the investigation of Henry McCabe. Now, I want everyone to understand this. The reason why this is such a mystery is the way Henry came up missing. Now, the papers, the coroner's office, the police department, everyone says that it was a suicide. All right? You've already heard the first episode. You can Google Henry McCabe, Minnesota, and you can read all about it. You can go to hackerforhiremurders.com. Follow us because we have all his Google Maps days leading up to Henry's missing. We have text messages, all the text messages between him and his wife, who you're going to hear again is crazy as, I don't know, what would you call it? Oh, she's one that went over the cuckoo's nest. Wasn't that a movie? I'm talking to my producers. Anyways, but there's one thing that I've always said is that there's something about this, and I don't know if she had something to do with it or not, okay? But I do know when she hired us, her story changes so many damn times. Now, we have 30 hours worth of recordings. Now, what you're about to hear right now is about 35 minutes of a conversation towards the end, or it might be the last conversation we had with her. She ended it abruptly, okay? But we're going to be playing the other episodes leading up to this. But I want you to hear something that's really important on this episode, and we can talk about it at the end. And you can also send me emails, if you like, at hackerforhiremurders@gmail.com as well. You can follow us on Instagram and see all the pictures at Hacker for Hire Murders as well. We're also on Spotify. We're on Amazon Alexa. Yeah, we're on Alexa now. And we're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. You can get all this information. You can also see all the pictures and some of the things that I'm talking about in these recordings. But one, she had spyware on Henry's phone for years. And it wasn't until a week before Henry came up missing did he finally erase everything off the phone. She's also, you're going to hear, where she claimed that she was pregnant. Now, if you know the backstory with Kareem, she was living in California. Henry was living in Minnesota. How long was she pregnant? Who was she pregnant by? And if she really was pregnant, even if it was Henry's baby, what happened with the baby? Did she ever have the baby? Was she ever really pregnant? Did she have an abortion? See, that right there sounded like an excuse. You'll hear about her changing Henry's passwords. She was getting into Henry's account and tracking Henry. Also, you're going to also hear her say, and this is the most important thing, and this bothers the hell out of me. Out of everything people said about Henry coming up missing and it being a mystery, okay, and how it could have happened, you're going to hear her tonight say, I had nothing to do with my husband's murder. Murder. Now, you're not going to hear me say anything about a murder. No one else said anything about a murder. She used the term murder. She should have said, I had nothing to do with my husband's death. him drowning, him missing. But she used the word murder. Oh, one more thing. I must warn you. I'm a professional. But when this was recorded, I had lost my temper because I was so fed up with all the lies that she was giving us. So I raised my voice a lot in this audio. We were literally arguing. So, and that was very unprofessional on my end. At the same time, the other warning is she was with her baby when this was being recorded. So her baby was very loud. So if I were you, I would move my ear away from the speaker. If you have on your earphones, you really want to turn down, you know, your iPhone, your Android, your computer, or whatever you're using to listen to this episode. Okay? I'm just giving you fair warning.
Hi, sorry. Okay, I have a question for you. Did you want Michael Plotnick's information?
Which one is that?
That's the FBI agent that I told you that some friends had told me he was an FBI agent, but I wasn't sure.
No, we already have a contact with the FBI here. We got
okay, so you don't,
I already have that guy's name. He's also somebody
okay.
to talk to you before, I believe, or he talked to someone. His name is in one of the reports. He was working he wasn't working with anybody. He was just...
No, he wasn't. I asked him. Yeah, I was the one, because some people who were helping with the searches gave me his information, and that's how I got in contact with him. But he called me the other day, and last week. When I was trying to reach you. What was it, this week or last week? I forget. Anyways, I was trying to reach you after he called me. But I guess you were, you know, vacationing or whatever. Abby, stop. Oh, he said he just wanted to check in and, you know, see how everything was going with the whole case and all of that. And, you know, he asked me the usual questions. Did I know Papoose? That kind of thing.
Okay. I don't know. He probably has the same papers, and the guy that we know over at the fence is the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a different, if not that guy. I know that. So.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want his information? I was just double checking.
It's already in
one. Okay, fine.
I was just saying.
I didn't know you had it.
You know.
Hold on. Before you continue asking your questions, because you asked a whole lot of questions, but I never.
I'm not even asking. I was just going to tell you something, because I didn't want to have this conversation until tomorrow. But just you know, this is it. He never set up 2-key authentication at that time. It was never set up on his phone, on his account.
That's not possible. Hold on, let me say something. Number one, first of all, there had to have at some point, from what you were telling me, didn't you say that 2-key authentication is the thing that sends the codes to the phone? You said that, right?
Listen to me again. 2-key means that I enter my password, my correct password to log into my email address, right? Then after I enter the correct password, it then sends me a code. And the screen, after I enter my password, it says, okay, please enter the code that we just sent you, this phone number. So then I enter that code, then it lets me into my emails. I don't change my password, none of that. Now, the other part, so that's totally different. So what you're saying is you couldn't get into his emails because you needed his cell phone, right?
No, I didn't need his cell. I needed to see the texts that were hitting his cell phone.
From Gmail, right?
It didn't matter whether they were from Gmail
Yahoo.
No.
Here's my question. This is my question to you. My question to you is when you got, the reason why you had to order a new phone from Henry's is because mm-hmm. in order to get into his email, it was texting. You hit forgot password, and it was texting the number to him, to that phone. Is that what you said?
It was, what it did was, in order to reset the password completely, it would send something to the phone. That was the only way I was able, because I didn't know what he changed his password to. I don't know, all of the other aspects of trying to get into the Gmail account weren't available to me.
What about on his computer at his house?
He never used it. If he used a computer at his house, it was extremely rarely. Number one, because he knew that when I was living there, I would know anything he did on that computer. Now, as far as me not being there, I have no idea whether he used the computer or not, because I think he told me at one point something had happened to the computer. I don't know. I know our nieces use the computer.
Okay. Well, I know he didn't have that, and I may be mistaken. I just got to go back and ask again. But he hasn't changed his password. That month, after he wiped his phone, his password, between the time he wiped his phone and the time he went missing, wasn't changed. Now, I'm not
okay.
Saying, so that's
so. What's your point? Because I didn't know his password, so I couldn't get into his account.
But you
that's
knew
the
his
point.
Password before his phone was
no,
locked.
I never knew. No, you don't understand. I never knew what he would ever change his password to. And he used to change it. In fact, with his Yahoo account, he would change it regularly. I never knew what he would change his password to. I never did. That's why I needed the SMS tracker, because if I couldn't get into his emails, I needed the SMS tracker to get into his account.
But how would
I never
use,
knew
but
his password.
My question, though. How would you use SMS tracker to get into his account without changing his password?
His password on what?
Here's my question. If his password is 123 Henry, okay? He just changed
don't
it, you don't
baby.
Know it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, you try to get in. You're in California, you try to get in. You can't get in, okay? My
mm-hmm.
question to you then would be is this. If you can't get into his email, then
no, Ivy.
Then you said you can use SMS tracker to get into his emails.
Because SMS tracker would receive any code that was sent there.
What code?
What? I gave you the password. You can go in and see it yourself.
Listen to me. This is where I'm confused. You would then go into his phone. Okay? I mean, you would go
no,
to Gmail.
I wouldn't go into...
No, let me make sure, because I didn't mean to say that. You would then go back into his Gmail, hit reset password, and it would text, it would show his number on the screen, and then send you a new code to reset his password so you can get in.
Yes.
Okay, so when you reset what the password was to get back in, that means you had to create a new password. You had to type in what the password was, not him. So that means after
yeah.
he did that, then he wants to get into his own email. He can't. He has to reset his password all over again.
Not unless, and this is something that I do with my phone. If you set on your personal phone that your phone doesn't have to log out of the account when the password is changed, I think it keeps it logged in, doesn't
no,
it?
No. It doesn't do that with you. No, it doesn't do that. Won't do that with Facebook.
Maybe that's
that
Facebook.
Nope. No.
Oh, well, there was one account that I thought that happened, but okay, let's go with what
so
you're saying
means,
then.
That means that you and him would be going back and forth all the time, changing...
Prior to August 30th. Prior to August 30th.
So the man couldn't check his own emails without him having a problem with you resetting his password.
No, that's not true.
Well,
because
you
most
just
of
said
the time,
if he wanted to read it.
Can you let me explain myself?
Go ahead.
Because most of the time, like when some of those changing passwords would go on, I would call him and he and I would talk and say, yeah, I changed your password because I needed to get in there. He'd say, well, what is it? And then leave it like that. That's what would happen once in a while.
Do me a favor. Don't try to downplay it. Do not try to downplay your conversation like it was all pleasant. Like, oh, Henry, by the way, I changed your password so I could get in. The reason for him changing the password...
No. I have been answering your questions. Which question?
Said, oh, I got to deal with my baby. And then...
You heard her screaming. You heard her screaming. Ivy, come on. What is the question that you feel that I haven't answered? Because honestly, I have a whole lot of questions about you that you haven't answered. But go ahead.
Honey, that's perfectly fine, whatever questions you have about us. I don't have no problems with that. None whatsoever. No. So if you want, what I'm trying to do is this. In a couple of days, we are all on the plane to come see going to Minnesota.
Okay.
We're going to go. We got four meetings that I know of already set up. We already have paperwork from some of the police departments already.
Okay.
We have a whole bunch. We even have, I did hear of like three recordings, the ones that were recorded when Henry first came up missing and you were in the room and you kept telling everybody about, you know, so I believe Henry's still alive, but you sounded so nonchalant. And that recording.
So wait, hold on. Question. Hold on. I thought you told me that you knew that I was looking for him when I first had. So why are you sounding like this now?
Let me tell you what I'm trying to tell you. What we have so far and what's going on so far. Because again, the part that you don't understand. Will you say something to us?
I will stop it.
And even not just to
stop
us.
Stop it.
But not just to us, but to other people as well. Something recently that we heard from here in Frisco was...
Ivy, stop.
Was the recording of you and with Henry's family and I guess the community people. And you're saying, I know where Henry is. I have info, but I'm not going to turn around.
No. I said I believed that I knew.
Because
I believed
Henry,
that I knew.
I believe, and this is going to, I'm not going to say anything until I can look Henry in the eye. I'm not going to give anything to the police because they fucked up something. And they were asking you, what was it that they fucked up? And you said, I gave them some information, but you weren't going to share anything with anybody else, including the family. And this is you on tape. Now I'm paraphrasing, but this is you on tape.
I know that audio. I've listened to it several times.
Yeah, well, there was another one when you guys were out on the search. So what I'm saying to you is,
I don't understand what your point is because you're trying to make it sound like you have some
question. The things that you said to them and the reason why, like with that other guy, that community guy, was questioning and saying that you were, and I remember you came back to us and saying that you were holding back information from the investigation is because you told everybody you had information that you weren't going to share with no one, including the police. And the information that you had, you didn't, and you told them that you had someone else that was looking into it, so I'm assuming that you were talking about us. But the information you never gave to us, because all the information that we have received since, you know, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, is all new stuff from you.
Stop. No. Okay, so what are you trying, what is the end conclusion?
Right now, what we're doing is putting together a big-ass puzzle.
Okay.
And when we're putting together this puzzle, we have come across stuff that we know for a fact that you tell us on the phone that is not true.
Stop it. Stop.
So when I'm asking you certain questions, it's like I told you before, people will ask questions just to see how you respond and see what you're going to say. So this is what I'm saying. And the thing, even you sending a text message over talking about this is the Google number and all this other stuff, listen, we all know how Google works and how Google numbers work.
Okay.
Now, that Google number that you sent over and you said, here's a text message, this is how it works, that's a text. The night we're talking about with Henry is a 3-minute phone call. That's a voice
a 3-minute
phone call.
Which phone call are you talking about? Which phone call are you talking about?
The 8 number I asked you about. And I asked you, did you know this number? And you said no. You named everybody, you named Pease's number, or Sweet Pea, or whatever her name is. You named her number. But this Google number, you said that this number you weren't familiar with. And I said that you called this number for 3 minutes. And you said, oh, no, Google does that sometimes. It doesn't do it on voice calls. Text messages, we understand why Google sends, you know, someone will text you and this number will show up, but the person's real number will show up in the body of the text. We always knew that. But what it won't show up is on your phone bill is a 3-minute phone call.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, and you made I'm going to have to see the call logs because I do remember that conversation, and I remember doing a search on that number, and it's not anywhere in my contact list. And you guys had my phone. I'm sure you handed over that information over too.
First of all, you didn't listen. When you gave us your phone, you sent your phone to our guy who does forensics out of San Antonio. But when you gave us the phone, what you were giving us was, see, with Google numbers, you have two bills. You have your long distance, you have your regular T-Mobile phone bill, and then you have your Google account. You can make phone calls right out of your Google account that will not show up on your regular phone bill. So the Google number that I'm talking about is that it got disconnected. I think, I forgot the date, but it was right after Henry went missing. It was created right before and was deleted right after.
I would have to, like, again, like when I went through my contact list, it's not showing up. So, I mean, I don't know what else.
I understand if it was a missed call, but it was a 3 minute. 3 minutes. That means you were on the phone with someone for 3 minutes.
I'm going to have to see the log because I do not have the number in my contact list.
I called this person, they didn't pick up, like all the calls to Henry and everything else. But see, even with Henry's, what we just found out too was, you had text Henry even the day before, I think it was that Saturday, and you were threatening Henry, talking about, you're going to be sorry, you're going to do this.
That I was going to come down there, that I was going to come down with our two children and one on the way.
Regretted Henry.
Because I at the time I thought I was pregnant, and I also told him in those text messages that he was going to have to work. I wasn't going to work. I remember every single one of those texts. I handed all of that to the police. I handed it all to the police. I don't see what your point is.
What I'm saying to you is this: when you first came to us, everything was roses with you and Henry. You telling everybody
how is
that
it
you
roses
got
when I told you that he was a chronic cheater?
How does that sound like roses to you? That's not what you said when you first came to us. When I asked you about he probably ran off with another woman, you tried to use like you didn't know who, what woman it could be. You didn't have a name. It wasn't until we ran a background report. And when we ran a background
report. Yeah, because when you suggested to me, and I remember that conversation, when you suggested to me that he might have run off with a woman, the reason why I couldn't think who it would be was, number one, because the last woman he had been with, he had cut off from what I knew, as far as I knew.
But here's the thing. You went back and told the police that about the motel. And that you thought maybe Henry was over there with a woman at a motel. Now, you told the police this, but you didn't ever mention anything about a hotel to us until we saw the map.
Because when I spoke with the police about it, the police looked at the map, looked at the area, and said that he had probably walked over to a barbecue. That's why I didn't mention it.
Okay, well, here's my question. How come you didn't mention Precious when we asked you? How come you didn't mention all those women you just sent the email over when I asked back then?
Because at the time I did not think that they were relevant. I believed that he had cut her off. I didn't think that she was relevant at that time. I wasn't even sure.
It doesn't matter. Listen to me again.
I'm answering the questions and you're saying it doesn't matter.
So I'm just going to let you know this. Let me say this to you. What's not going to happen is the same shit before. Because when you change your story so many times, there's only one thing that can happen. Your husband is missing. If your husband is missing and you truly believe that he's still alive and you think that maybe he did run off with another woman or whatever, then you could, when we asked you several times in detail, What woman could it be? You didn't know any woman's name. Not one person. You could never name a woman in his past or somebody that you can think it could be. Then when we brought up Precious to you a week or two ago and asked you, how come you never told us about Precious? Well, oh, I didn't know you needed that name. What you mean? We had to find this out in the streets going to other people. Then even after we pressed you on Precious, you still didn't give us any more names or any info or anything. So when I'm digging some more, we come up with...
Ivy, don't let her in there.
We come up
with... I told you, that's why I closed the car door. Close the door.
With all this other information. And all the other information that we came up with was, you know, you, about you going to Chicago in the middle of the night with the kids, about the girl in Texas and all of this. And
Okay, hold on.
But it doesn't matter who these people are. My question was, how come you never told us any of this? If you truly wanted us to find your husband.
Hold on. Listen, and I will answer this question. First of all, the night that I went to Chicago, it wasn't even Chicago, it was Illinois. Let me finish. This is the problem. Let me finish my statement, and then maybe you can hear the clear answer that I'm trying to tell you. When I drove to Illinois, that was far before I even moved to California.
About your two college degrees.
Oh my God.
So
I do not brag.
A simple question,
thank you.
Do you
very
know
much.
Any women he could have been with, or you know any of the women he messed around with in the past, and you say no, but then later on we find out that there are these other women, then you don't, you then say, oh yeah, it was this one, Precious. Then we find out there was more than that. We come back to you. Then you say, oh, I didn't know you wanted more names. Oh, I could give you a whole list. Well, that's what we asked you way back before. Or when we and this is the part that you don't get.
This is the question, and this is the problem
that you're going to have. The math is the problem that we have. When I asked you what on the map was deleted, you swore that you've never deleted anything off that map, period, right? You swore that you never deleted or changed or anything to that map, that that map is in the original form. Isn't that what
I told you that the first time that I saw those Google Maps, I made screenshots, and those screenshots I sent to people.
Well,
that's exactly what I said.
Here's my question, though, because everything that you say, we have to check. Because we just can't take your word for it, because we already know that you keep changing your story. So my question, my last time asking this, is that when you look at that, since you've had that map, you have never went on his Google, on his timeline, and added and deleted anything.
What do you mean, since I've had that map?
Since you had access to Henry's map, you never went in and added or changed anything.
As the first time, I'm telling you, the first time that I saw his Google Map timeline, I was in California. And I'm telling you, hold on, let me finish. The first time I saw that Google Map, I was in California. I immediately screenshot the pictures of those maps and sent them to everybody. Okay? And when I say everybody, I mean specifically the people that I forwarded you the emails to.
My question again, because you didn't answer it. My question again to you is this. Have you ever modified or deleted anything on the Henry's Google
timeline? Your question is, I thought I already answered this
question. No, you
didn't. I already answered this question.
It's a yes or no question.
Yes, I did. You and I had conversation.
And you never
talked
about you saying no. I never did. It's the original map. Just give me just a yes or a no.
I already answered the question.
No, you did not.
You just said that I kept saying no, or whatever. Then it's because I answered the question.
No, what you said was, the first time I went in, and I was in California, didn't ask you that. went in while I was in California, and I took screenshots and sent them to everybody. Now, what does that have to do with what I asked you? What I asked you was, is have you ever modified or deleted anything on his timeline?
That's not what you asked me.
That's what
you asked me was.
Several times. I keep asking you.
No.
And
I will tell you the question. I will tell you the question that you asked me.
Is it a yes or no?
I will tell you the question that you asked me.
No. I know what I asked you. I said yes or no. Have you ever deleted or modified anything?
If you continue to interrupt me, I'm not going to speak to you. Let me finish speaking.
Yes, no.
No, I'm not. Gregory, Don,
don't call me his name. So don't try
but
to
why do you
subject.
Sound so much like him?
The question is, have you ever modified or deleted
and
anything?
And I already told you, because you and I had this conversation before.
Yes or no?
Yes, I did.
What was your answer?
I already told you.
No, you did not. I asked you a yes.
Yes, I did. I already told you. That's why you already said, you said this, 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 and this. That's what you said. You just said it 3 seconds ago.
So you're saying you did modify or delete something off his timeline?
That's not what I said.
I'm asking you a yes or no. Have you ever...
And I already told you that I already had this conversation with you. I already answered the question. I already had this conversation with you. And one thing that I have noticed in our conversation... Because
you only got to tell me more about our conversation. Our conversation is over. Because this is what we're going to do. This is what I'm going to do with you then. Because I know that you didn't answer it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go ahead... After they finish transcribing everything that you and I have ever said together with everybody in the room.
They don't have everything that you and I have ever said together. But let me say this. One thing that I know is that I did not murder my husband. And I don't understand why you are taking the stance with me when I did not murder him and I had nothing to do with his murder.
Because you're sitting here lying. And if you can't, you cannot fix anything if you're lying. One of the names on my list I was going to ask you tomorrow and go over with you tomorrow was a simple yes or no, and I'm reading it out. Yes or no, mm-hmm. Have you ever modified or deleted anything on his timeline?
What are the other questions?
I accessed his timeline from California and that I took screenshots and emailed it. And I said to you, that is not the question I had. I just asked you a yes or a no. Now you want to say that, I already told you. No, you didn't. You never answered that question. Out of all, since I've been asking you about the timeline and asking you what got deleted, you kept saying, I never deleted anything.
I thought you said that you already recorded all of our conversations, so you could go back and hear my answer.
I already know
so
your
let
answer.
Me say
so
this.
Asking me
let me say this. Let me say this.